The power of speech in and out of the office. Most of us are unaware of this, but your speech in and out of the office really does make a big difference in your reality. Now that you've been made aware of this, it's time to learn how to use it and help you. Our speech can change lives by changing minds and shaping thoughts based on what we say and don't say. In this presentation, we'll discuss the power of speech in and out of the office. After all, everything we say, hear, and even read will have an impact on how our minds see our place in the world and shape our overall reality. The power of speech defined. Speech is important because of the message it brings and how that message is sent. The impact and power of speech is puzzling in how it influences our behavior. The power of speech is so strong that it can have an influence on the way we think about things. When used wisely, speech can interpret the nature of our relationships, summon deep feelings in others, and even motivate people to take action about a particular situation they have found themselves in. Speech is quite powerful and can be either positive or negative. The fact that speech can have an impact on the way people think is what makes learning new vocabulary critical. When we broaden our speech, we broaden our ability to think as well. We can observe this in children whose thoughts develop right along with their speech development. Even adults can benefit from bringing new words into their vocabulary to discover new ideas and ways of thinking. Using the power of speech to turn words into shapes. Psychologists have discovered that our subconscious mind will interpret what we hear quite literally. Therefore, this indicates that the words that we speak create our reality, whether good or bad. Unfortunately, we typically create negative realities for ourselves because we unconsciously undermine our own success. We use negative language to exaggerate our problems, challenge our opinions, and destroy any confidence that we may have had. Your thoughts have a direct influence on how you feel and act. Therefore, if you think you're a failure, then you'll feel like one. When you feel like a failure, you'll end up acting like a failure. This will, in turn, strengthen your belief that you are a failure. On the other hand, if you create a more positive outlook, you can have a much better outcome. This does not mean that positive thoughts are magic, but positive thoughts result in behavior that is productive. This will, in turn, increase your chances of being successful. To increase your self-confidence, you need to make changes to the way you speak to yourself and others. Use positive language. Ditch the labels. Take action. Don't apologize for your opinion. Yours doesn't have to be the same as others. Add some diversity to your language. The power of speech. As you can see, words do matter. They hold a massive amount of power. Speech has the power to boost your confidence and the power to tear you down. Speech can help you make a strong impression or can leave you to be quickly forgotten. Finally, speech can open up a world of new opportunities or shut them down completely. Language has an effect on how others see and relate to you. If you feel that you're being overlooked or underestimated, think about how your language is affecting how others engage with you. Pay attention to successful people and notice how their language is positive, action-focused, and explicit. Speech can build people up and can tear them down, so make sure that you consider what you're saying before you say it. Bottom line. As you can see, speech is central to our overall existence. It can affect us both in and out of the office. It affects our thoughts, our views and beliefs, and the way that we live our lives. Make sure that you are using positive speech so that you don't find yourself being shut out of potential promotions and work and losing friends in your social life.